It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Chris Barber. I've got Dan Austin. I have got Paul Dehaney. I'll move the screen there, the blind date screen, so that I can see Paul. As we go through this, we've got Pete Selby and Jack Collins on the way. But before then, we'll start at 12:30, where Aston Villa play Newcastle, the Villa juggernaut, the Newcastle juggernaut. The etymology of the word juggernaut is really, really interesting. It does not come from, derived from the German, as one might have thought, but instead is an anglicised version of a Hindu god. Bear that in mind as we are chatting juggernauts as we go all the way through. I'll go with you first, Dan Austin, on it, really. Villa and Newcastle. Newcastle looked like they'd run out of steam. Villa looked like steam was possibly beyond them. And right now, both are exceptionally steamy.
Yeah. The Villa one's particularly interesting in that there was a strong portion of the season where they looked like they could get relegated, and now they're above Liverpool. I'm not quite sure how it happened. I mean, you could go through and track the accumulation of the points if you really wanted to, but it just doesn't metaphysically feel reasonable to me. But I've seen them play quite a few times. You know, I remember watching them play Everton in either late August or early September, and it was just two sides who had no idea what they were supposed to be doing. And one of them still looked like, to me, it had some good players in it, but they didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. And one looked like it had a lot of shit players in it. And they've both changed managers since. And I think that's kind of what's borne out. Everton have got to play in a certain way in order to try and remain in the division. And Villa have been able to find a way to play, which is actually quite positive and that they all believe in and that works. And it's nothing particularly complicated, which from a joining mid-season point of view has probably been really, really helpful. If you get someone like Bielsa to be your manager, say, in January post World Cup, when Everton were one of the teams that were looking at doing that, or Bournemouth were, I think, at one stage as well, then maybe it's really hard to get yourself through to the end of the campaign. But this fairly flat 4-4-2, pacing wide areas, someone up front who's meant to link the midfield and attack that Emery always does wherever he goes and has used to great success, just feels like, first of all, it was geared really well towards the players that the Villa already had. But secondly, like, they've all been smart enough to just understand it really, really quickly. I watched them play Brighton. I think it might have been the first game, actually, that he took charge of. And they didn't win, I don't think. I think they drew. But played well enough that you thought, if they've got that quickly, they're going to be quite good here. And he's found different ways of making stuff work. That day, for example, I think Ings scored twice. But then he subsequently bombed Ings out and decided that Buendia is one who plays in the middle as ostensibly a striker, but is the one that links everything together. And then there are faster players around him. Players like Kamara, for example, I think have really benefited from it. They've got relatively simple roles, but they're not necessarily easy to do. And they've looked really comfortable in them. And I think they're just doing what a really good manager with a quite good set of players should be doing, really.